Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel, so we got to the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Beis, Amud Beis. So the Mishnah says, we're talking about, again, this is a Perek HaNizakim, we're talking about Nezek, this is really like a Baba Kama topic, as we get prepared for the next Seder. So the, just the wind. Harry's looking for his article, I think.
No, he had the yard sale.
Right, but he's going to be looking for his article afterwards. Alright, so the Mishnah says, Hametame, someone who's Metame, someone else's food, whether it be Chumar or Chulin, he's Metame it. Or Hamidameya, where he takes the chuma and mixes it with chulin. So the guy is chulin, he puts chuma in it. So that's going to be ruining it. It's now, if I'm a zar, I'm a non-kohen, I can't eat it anymore. I could sell it to a kohen, but I can't eat it. Hamanasech, Gemara will explain what Hamanasech means, but Pashik is referring to pouring nisach hayayin when it comes to yayin nesach, pouring wine for Vodah Zarah, I'm astering the wine. And Bishogeg Pater, if this was all done accidentally, so then what we'll call the mazik would be pater, he wouldn't have to pay anything, but if it was done b'mezid, it says the Mishnah, he's chayv to pay. So Gemara wants to know, itamar minasich, rabba mar minasich, mamish shmomar ariv. Minasich means, he mamish takes the wine and he pours it in front of Avodah Zarah, which is an isser deraisa, he's chayv skila for doing Avodah Zarah, the guy, the mazik. And he also asked the nizak's property.
How's it done b'shogeg?
Done b'shogeg? He didn't know that it was, he forgot that it was Avodah Zarah, he forgot that nisach. Shmuel says, it's Mariv, meaning he didn't do any Menasech. He took something else that already was din of Nisach HaYayin, and he mixed it together with regular wine, so therefore that would be Aser. He mixed it together. So the Gemara says, so today's daf should be Leila Nishmas.
Imi Marasi, Henshasilka Bas Yaakov.
Henshasilka Bas Yaakov, okay. Nishama Shev Naliyah. Okay, so again, the Gemara says, what's Menasech? So Menasech, everyone agrees, the Mishnah says Menasech, if it's done b'shogeg, the mazik is pater, if it's done b'mezid, the mazik is chayv. So what is Menasech? So Rav says Menasech means the guy took his wine, the guy took my wine and poured it in front of Avodah Zarah, that is an Issa Deraisa, and he assered my wine. And Shmuel says, no, it means his ma'ariv. The guy took already existing Yain Nesach. He took that Aser wine and mixed it with my Kosher wine and he Asered it that way. That's how he's Mazikim. So Gemara asks, Man Damer Ma'ariv, my Tamer Lomer Menasech. The guy who says, in other words, Shmuel, who says we're talking about mixing two wines together, why did he not say it's the case of Menasech, where the Mazik actually did Nisach Hayayin? So Amr Lechab, because Menasech Kamle B'drabi Minei, because when a person does Menasech, it's Kimle, or Kamle, however you want to pronounce it. And that's an Isser Deraisa, it's a Chiyav Skila. So we know the Lach is when a person's Chayav Onish Mises Bezdin, he's Chayav Mamon Tashlumim, the Mises Bezdin is going to pater him from the Tashlumim. Machlok is how to understand the nature of that. Is there Patur? Or do we say that when you get the Misa, it's as if you're getting the Misa plus the Tashlumim is there as well? That's a Machlok is Rishonim, the Ramban in the beginning of Makos talks about this. But since it's Kamle with the Rabbi Binei, so he's pater in the Tashlumim. So even b'mezid, if he did Menasech b'mezid, he'd be potter from paying me back. Because he's getting Chiyamis already, so he's exempt from paying Tashlumim. So that's why Shmuel has to say the case can't be Menasech, it must be a case of Ma'ariv, mixing my wine with Aser wine. V'idach. So what does Rav say? Doesn't Rav also hold of Kimle? Everyone holds of Kimle. So it's based on Psukim. So has Rav explained this? So he holds like Rebbe Yirmiyah. The Amar Rebbe Yirmiyah, Mishas Hagbah Hu Dekaneh. So the moment he picks up the wine, he takes my wine, which he's going to about to pour, but he picks it up, there's an Isser Gezela there. He's already koneh my object. He owes me that wine back. That's a Chiyav Tashlumim. And Mischayv Benafshe lo havi ad shas nizak. But until he pours it, he's not Chayv Mis until later on. So it only happens, Kimlev Rabbi Bnei only happens when it's Bas Achas, Bidna, the same moment. This is two different steps, two different stages. So therefore, he Chayv Mamon at the beginning, and then he pours it, he's Chayv Misa. So he can't return the wine back to me anymore because now it's Isser Avodah Zarah, so he owes me money from before. So that's the case of...
Rav doesn't hold that? Or the Gemara is going to ask that?
Oh, I don't think it's going to explain why he says differently. Why does Shmuel hold differently? Doesn't Shmuel also?
The truth is, but that means only when you're actually doing one action that brings both.
Exactly. So the question becomes, so what does Shmuel respond to Rabbi Yirmiyah?
Right.
So I guess he doesn't hold... Sound like he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yirmiyah. I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe he'll say that even the nisa chayayin begins the moment you pick it up. That's considered haschalas maisa.
Maybe המצויה לעבוד הניסוך לעבודה זרה הייתה על ידי ששכשוך היד ביין.
Happened right away.
על ידי הגבה ושפיכה.
He took and just shook it right away. He didn't pick it up.
Right.
It was
to, one action.
Exactly.
One action.
Okay. So the Gemara now says the last line of Nun Beis Amar Beis. Uleman damar Menasech. According to Rav, who says we're talking about Menasech, my time alone mar Ma'ariv. Why didn't he say a different case of the mixing together like Shema? Why wasn't he happy with that case? So Amalecha, the Rav explains Ma'ariv Hayinu Medameya. It's the same exact case. Meaning, before the Mishnah lists already Medameya, mixing the guy's chulin and putting chuma in his chulin. So now I can't eat my chulin anymore. So the same thing, if he takes Aser wine, mixes it with my wine, it's the same exact thing. Mixing one's yain, one's chuma, but it's the same idea. So why repeat the same case? So therefore he had to think Menasech must be taken literally.
Are you allowed to sell yain that's medame with
No, that's considered Isra. No, you're not allowed
then
to.
Then the case is different. He would lose the whole wine. The
right.
So
I think the Gemara is going to explain this point also very good. So Gemara said, Idach, Knasahu, Umikansa lo yafina. No. So what does the other one say? The other one says, when it comes to medameya, it's a different reason. Rashi says, Knasahu, this is four lines down at the top, mitameya umidameya debemezit chayv knasahu. The fact that when the guy's metame my property, he's medame my property, that is only a knas. The hezek shino nikar lo shme hezek. This is a good concept we're going to see in a moment. If a person damages something which is not recognizable, if I bash your car, that's nikar, that's hezek. If I do something like this where you're not noticing it, if I pour wine into your wine, I pour chuma into your chulin, metame, there's nothing noticeable from the outside. That's not called hezek. So why does the guy have to, if it's not nezek, why do I have to pay anything? Because it's a knas they gave me, the Gemara will explain what the knas is. So since it's a knas, since b'medameya is only a knas, we don't learn from knas. Knas is considered a chiddush. We can't learn from chiddushim, the Gemara says in a few places. So therefore, we can't learn from a knas. So that's why I had to say medameya is aser, and also menas and ma'ariv yain is also aser, even though they're both knases and very similar. You can't learn one knas from the next knas. Ah, but l'man dam yalef knasa miknasa. So according to Rav, who is able to learn one knas from the next knas? Remember, Rav says, once midameya is aser, you could assume that ma'ariv is also aser. So therefore, menasech has to be menasech mamish. So Rav, who does learn ma'ariv from midameya, so then, kol hanu lamili. Why does he have to learn all these different halachas? If you can learn one knas from the next knas, isn't midameya, isn't mitame, isn't ma'ariv, all these things are very similar. So Gemara explains as follows. Why do you need all these cases in the Mishnah? Hani lamali tricha, they're all needed. Ditan mitame. Let's say the Mishnah only taught the case of mitame. The guy's mitame my food. So what type of food? The Mishnah there never tells which type of food, but let's say it's mitruma. So let's say mitame my truma. So have amina mishum de kamafsi lahilagamre. When he's mitame, I have truma right now. Let's say I'm a Kohen and I own truma. So he's mitame my truma. My truma now is also to be eaten. It's lagamre. It's also lagamre. The only thing I could do with it is I could use it to burn. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about from Pesukim, I could burn it as fire, as fuel for my fire, but I can't eat it anymore. So that's mafshi legami from eating it. So only maybe mitamei, chuma is going to be usher. Only there he'll be chayv to pay me back. But if he's mitamei mechulin, so mishum de usher legrom tuma lechulin sheber tisrael. There's a gzera that Rashi explains. You see Rashi the Asr around 10 lines down. And Rashi the Asr legrom tuma mipnei prushim she'ochlin nechulim b'tara. These very people who like to separate, prushim, good people, who would try to be only eat even chulin b'tara. Mishim David isur knasa. So there, he did an isur. I'm allowed to eat my chulin even though chulin's chuma. There's no tame. There's no problem with eating chulin that's tame. There are certain people who are medatek, just not even in chulin tame. But still, since the mazik did an isur, there's an isur to be metame, even chulin, so we give him a knas. So that's why we say it's also to be metame, whether he's metame chulin or he's metame chuma, you have to pay back the money. Aval, about medamea imalo, but if he simply takes chuma and puts it into my bucket of chulin, so I can no longer eat my chulin, but I could give it or sell it to a kohen, so maybe there, there's no real chuma. He didn't do an iser, there's no iser involved, no iser mixing chuma and chulin, and he also wasn't mafsid anything. Lagamre, it was a part, it was a little bit lost, but I'm going to still get money by selling it. So maybe there's no knas. Now, by the way, what can you learn from this Gemara? Anything? So it sounds, what do you mean there's no iser? If I break your car, there's no iser. If I'm mazik you, there's no iser?
Yeah, time is
so if he's he's being mazik me, I can no longer eat it. My money, first my chulun was, it had the value of $100. Now that he put chum in it, so only Kohanim could buy it, there's going to be less demand, I have to sell it for $50 now. He lost me $50. That should be Isser. So the few things can be learned from that. I didn't see any Rishonim talk about this, but number one is, so there should be an Isser mazik. So maybe there's no Isser mazik. Who said there's an Isser mazik? Maybe it's different. So that the all the Achronim talk about in the beginning of Baba Kama, we'll get there hopefully in a few months from now. So the halacha is that it doesn't say there's no. So what's the source of an Isser Mazik? So they find different sources. Kias Yaakov says Hatzel Recha Kamocha. Rabbeinu Yonah famously writes Lo Sigzal is the Isser of all Nizikim. A number of different answers are given. There's Masha from this though that there's no Isser Mazik because otherwise we should say no. Just like it's Aser to be Metame Chulin in Eretz Yisrael, it should also be an Isser Mazik. That's why I should give him a Kanas. So you're answering no. Maybe this case is Hezek Shin and Nikar is different. Hezek Shin and Nikar, everyone agrees there's no Isser. But Hezek Shin Nikar Stam Nezik, maybe there is an Isser involved. Okay, just some food for thought. Gemara says, so therefore we have to teach the case, not only is Matame Aser, but even Midameya is chayv to pay for being Midameya. Then the Gemara says, V'yashmin Midameya, if I only taught the case of Midameya, Mishum Nishchiach, because it's very common, people would do that, I don't know why that's common, but that was common, about Mitame Dilo Shchiach, but being Tame other people's food is not common, and we're not gozer in a case of Lo Shchiach, Eimelo. So maybe there wouldn't be a gzera, a knas, therefore we say,
there's knas. Isra and the other one is not.
So since there's no isra involved in being mitameya,
right,
more likely. But since mitame is an isra, it's unlikely, and therefore it wouldn't be a tashlum and kamashman. If a person does do it, there's still a knas. So what's a kamashman? That it is shchiach, or despite the fact that it's not shchiach, we're still going to be gozer. V'yashmina, if we taught the case of mitame and midameya, those two cases, Mishum Dilo Kamlev the Rabbi Bine. So there he did a mazik, he pays the money. Aval Minasech the Kimlev the Rabbi Bine, according to Rab, it's Kimlev the Rabbi Bine, Emelo, so he shouldn't have to pay anything. Kamash Malan Kadir Rabbi Yirmiya. Since it happened at two different stages, first there's Hagbah, and then there's a Nisach, he is chayav to pay the money. Okay, so that's why, according to Rab, you need all three examples. You can't learn one from the next. Ulohod the Tani Avu the Rabbi Yabin, the price that he teaches us, Barishona, initially, Hayu Omrim Hamitame Vamanasich. Initially, they said the only types of Hezek Shin and Nikers that you have to pay for is if Amitame, the guy's food, or if Amanasich. Chazulomer, but then they said we're going to add a third thing to the list is Av Hamidame. So even Hamidame is going to be Aser as well. So then the question is, Kolhani Lamali. So what's the Shaila here? So it says Rashi, if you look at Rashi Lamali, right around where we are in the Gemara, Kevan de Tanan, since the Mishnah tells us Menasech Batarte, the Resha Kolshkein Medamea, the Lekal Memra, the Kamle of the Rabbi Mine. Aha. So according to, according to Rav, the reason why Menasech was the greatest Chiddush, Menasech should have been the last one to be learned. Because that's, even though it's Kime, the Rabbi Mine, Rabbi Yirmiyah says it's not. But according to this presentation, Menasech was actually instituted before Medamea was instituted. So Midameya is really the greatest chiddush, that even there, so hey, you have to redo the Tshichusas now. So the Gemara says, Tshicha. Di Ashmin and Mitame, if we taught simply the case of Mitame, Mishim Dilo Kamer, the Rabbi Mine, that's why there's a Knas of Al Manasseh, the Kimle, the Rabbi Mine, Emelo, so even Manasseh, even though there's Kimle, the Rabbi Mine, there's still a Tashumim by there. And then, I Ashmin, and if we taught the case of Manasseh, Mishum the Kamafsi Leila Gamer, Manasseh is going to be paying a Tashumim because he mafsi the guy's entire bottle of wine. Now it's all usher. It's a complete ezek. Ava Mitame, when it comes to Mitame something, Dilo Mafsi Leila Gamer, it's not entirely lost. Why is it not entirely lost here?
Because he can sell it.
He could, no, Mitame he can't, no.
No, Mitame.
Mitame he can sell, he could only do it for a fire.
Mitame, okay.
So right, Rashi explains here, because you could, exactly, you could still use it for give an animal, or you could give it to fuel your fire. There's still some use. But Iyashmin, in the case, Hanitarti, these cases, Mishum to Hefsid Meruba, there's a lot of Hefsid involved. So therefore, we give a big knas to the mazik. About Mitameya, the Hefsid Muat, the guy puts Chum in my chulin, it's not the greatest loss, so I can still make money off of it to sell it to the Kohen who could eat it. It's only a small loss. So there's no need to give a knas to the mazik. Therefore, tshicha, even in that case, even though it's a hefsed mu'ah, we still will institute the knas. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah says, Davar Torah, Midderaisa. Echad shogeg v'echad mezit chayiv. In all the cases of the Mishnah, the hezek shein nikers, the midameya, the mitame, the manaseich, on a deraisa level, whether it was done on purpose or even accidentally, the lach is your chayiv to pay. So my time, what's the reason? Because he holds hezek shin and nikar is shmei hezek. So just like you have to pay for any other hezek, so to, here's no different. So if it's the case that you really have to pay, even b'shogeg, so matam amu b'shogeg pater. So why does the Mishnah say that you're pater if done b'shogeg? How could the Mishnah be oker davar min haTorah? If it's really hezek, how could they say you're pater in a shogeg case? Kidei shiodiu, in order that he let people know. Meaning what? If I did something accidentally, so and I have to pay for it, so then I'm not going to tell anyone about it. I did it accidentally. I'm not going to tell anyone about it. So, but the poor guy is going to start eating something that's awesome. He's going to be drinking the yai nesach. He's going to be eating the truma. He's going to be eating the tamei food. So we say you're not going to get punished. It's like they always say to your parents, if your children ever tell you they did something wrong, don't punish them for that, because they're not going to tell you they did something wrong anymore. Praise them for telling you the truth and say, listen, let's talk about it. I know you did something wrong. You shouldn't have shot a spitball at the teacher, but thank you for telling me. But if they get punished for telling you they did something wrong, they're not going to tell you ever again. So here too also, we don't want to penalize them for telling they did something wrong accidentally. So therefore, the pater, they uprooted that to the chiyuv tashlumim. No? That's what they say, no? That's what I learned.
Yeah.
I think it's a good lesson. Okay, so the Gemara says, ihachi, that's the case. So, afilu b'mezin nami. So when the guy damages his property b'mezin, he shows to be pater. So this way he'll tell them that he mazik the guys, he's metameh or medameh. Or he says, no. Hashila zuke kamachavin odilo medilo. The whole reason why the guy is mazik b'mezid, he wants to ruin the guy's property. He only gets the good, the geshmak of the guy knows he ruined it. If he just puts the milk in the chillin pot and they never know about that, he's not really doing a great thing for them. He doesn't appreciate the fact that they're eating bas b'chalav of the cleaning aid. He wants to tell them that I put milk in your chillin, I'm ruining it. I was matame your chuma. So he wants to let them know. So there's no need to institute it. The whole goal is to let them know that he ruined it. He's mazid. So therefore, if he is, so we send Bezin after him to collect the money that he ruined it. That's all according to Chizkiah. If Yochanan argues and says, Amar, Davar Torah, Echad Shogeg, Echad Mazid Pater. Other way around. You're Pater. My Taima, why you Pater? Hezek Shein Nikar, Lo Shmei Hezek. Big Machlokas. If it's an unnoticeable, unrecognizable damage, that's not considered Hezek, and the Mazik is completely Pater. So then the question becomes, so Matam Amar B'Mazid Chayv. So why are we making him pay money if he did it on purpose? So says the Gemara, Shelo Yehi Kol Echad Ve'Echad Holeichem Metamei Tarosav Shel Chaver V'Amar Pater Ani. The mean guy is going to go to the neighbors and start pouring chuman. Everyone's chulin. He's going to start walking around being metame everything. I'm pater. I did nothing wrong. Hezek shein nikar lo shmei hezek. So I did nothing wrong. There's no iser involved. There's no chiyuv tashlumim. Tough luck for you. So in order to give a knas and to deter people from doing that, we said you have to pay money if you're mazik b'mezid. The guy did a b'shogeg, so he's b'shogeg. There's nothing to deter from. But we're trying to deter people from doing it b'mezid. They're completely different. Again, l'maisa, they both agree. Shogeg's pater, mezid chayiv, how they got there from two different angles. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. The Mishnah is found in Maseches Gittin, our Mishnah, later on. Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, HaKohanim shepaglu b'mikdash mezidim chayiv. So Kohen is mefagel. I know it's a funny word. The first time I heard it is very funny. We hear it pigel, but mefagel is the verb of being mefagel, pigel. So he's mefagel in the base of Mikdash. He had in mind the wrong kavanos, wrong machshavos. So now the poor guy has to bring another cow. And we said a cow is pretty expensive. So now that Kohen is chayiv to pay a cow to the poor balabas who brought the cow in. V'tani Allah, mipnei tikkun olam. So why does he have to pay the money? This is a mefagel, is also a hezek shein nikar. You can't notice nothing has changed by the coin being mefagel. It's a hezek shein nikar, and it's chayv to pay b'mezid mipnei tikkun olam. So Gemara says, so what's the raya? V'i amris hezek shein nikar shma hezek, if it's called a hezek, it's in high shogin p'turin mipnei tikkun olam mibarle. It should be shogeg your pater because of tikkun olam, but mezid your chayv because that's davar Torah. Mazik shein nikar is chayv midaraisa. So why is it saved mipnei tikkun olam? So it must be therefore raya for Rabbi Yochanan that really made its pater. And the only reason why you said you're chayiv is because of tikkun olam reasons. Gemara says, no, not true. Ha'chinami kamar, that's what the Gemara means to say. The Mishnah means this. Mezidim chayavim, you're chayiv for mezid, because that's the davar Torah. And the implication is, but ha'shogegin, if they did a b'shogeg, then they're p'turin mipnei tikkun olam. Their pater, the p'tur is of shogin because of tikkun olam, because otherwise they wouldn't tell what they did. So it's really a raya for Chizkiah, this new reading. Initially it was a raya for Rabbi Yochanan, the new reading is a raya for Chizkiah. That's how Chizkiah gets out of this question. So Masa Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar asks the question, now ha'osa malacha b'mei chatas u'paris chatas pater midir shemayim v'chayiv b'dinei shemayim. The halacha is that the person does a melacha to the mechatas, to the waters used for paraduma, the water that was drawn, special waters used for the paraduma. Or if melacha was done to the actual paraduma, it's aser, the Rashi explains the source for all this, it's aser to do this. So a person who did do melacha and ruined the use of the mechatas, ruined the use of the paraduma, he's pater on a dine adam level, we can't implement any punishment, but be dine shemaim, he's chayv, whatever that means, dine shemaim. So iyamris hezek shina nikar shmei hezek. Now this is also an unrecognizable tumah. You make the paraduma work the land, nothing has changed to the paraduma. There's no recognizable hezek. So v'i amris hezek shina nikar shmei hezek. It really is called a hezek. So bedina adam nami l'chayev. So the guy should be chayev even on their bottom level as well if he did this b'mezid. So it's a shaila seemingly against both of them, I think, right? That they both agree that b'shogeg is pater, b'mezid is chayev. And this sounds like he's pater across the board. I think it's a question for both of them. So the Gemara says, Mosivla umfarkla. He asked the question, he answered the question. Para shechnisa lirivka al mas shetinok vitidosh. It's talking about a situation where there is a type of mlacha that was in between, that it passed the paraduma and mechatas, but it does what was not enough to qualify for a nezek. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, lirivka lemakum asivasa behemos vikishurim. He brought them into the little pen, I guess all the other cows were there, and tied up. And Rashi says, Kidei shetinok esa'ima, in order that it should be able to nurse from her mother. V'tidosh b'tua imshar, and then it ended up stopping and pressing and threshing. The way dush works, by the way, dush is, it means literally to trample on, but dush was they used to separate the kernels of wheat from the outer shell. So that's by you pressing it, that pressure makes the shell open up. So they used to have cows do that. Nowadays, we do other ways of pressing. You could hit things that anytime there's pressure, it knocks the kernel out of the shell. So they had the cow do the dush, threshing on the tvua with the other ones. The tashlumim, says Rashi, leka, amais yadav, damalatova hachnisi l'shetenu. He's not responsible because he brought the cow in, the paraduma, in order to nurse, not for the purpose of doing any dush, any malacha. Upsulo havi el machmas machshavaso shiniskavin es afa shetidosh. The grama binizikin pater da machshava lo mechayvin lei with the psula machmas machshava who kedamer over dumi de eved zinichle. In other words, the reason why he brought it in was in order to nurse, but he also was getting had hanah from the fact that it did some lacha. So that was a grama, that was a incidental result of this. So in terms of mlacha, that does qualify for passing from paraduma. It did do a mlacha, because I was happy with the work it did, but it doesn't consider, it's not nezikim, because it was only grum. I didn't bring it in for the purpose of dash. I brought it in for the purpose of yunika.
If you would have done it purpose dash, you would be chayav.
Exactly.
Even though, shmei hezek.
So this is not shmei hezek, since it was only my machshava, but it wasn't my maisa.
But he could still hold hezek shenonika shmei hezek, but he didn't, but he was a grum.
Exactly, right. It's exactly the point, right. So normally, even the one who holds normally hezek shenonika shmei hezek, this case is not even that, because it's
a grumma. It's a grumma, it's not even.
So that's the case of the paraduma. That's why it's no chiev bide adam. And then what about the case of mechata, says the Gemara, mechata sheshako behen mishkalos, where you use the mechatas in order to weigh it, as it's part of the scales. And therefore, Bahamar, right, and therefore, it's not going to be considered a hezek, because that wasn't your the line go here one second. Rashi on the top of Amar Bey says, Nun Gimel Amar Bey, he writes, Sheshako behen mishkalos, shayu tluyos bekaf maznaim, we had a scale, v'haya yodea mishkalam, you knew the weight of the water, v'nasan baser l'shako bekaf shnir, you put a piece of meat on the other side to weigh out how heavy the meat is. T'lo avid behen ma'isa b'yadav el machshava mifsal. So it was only you didn't do any action to the actual mechatas. A mlacha of nezikin, when I do something to the chuma, that I do something to the wine. Here I didn't do any mlacha to the mechatas, I did something to the meat. I put the meat on the scale. So it is considered a machshava that passes it from being used for mechatas, but it's not considered nezikin here, because I did not do anything to the actual mechatas.
But the pigo person also just did it in machshava.
Right.
And he said, you are chayv b'dini adam.
No, that pigo, that machshava, affected the actual meat. It was a chalos on the meat. And the carbon, there's a chalos of pig on this. There's no chalos on the item. Okay. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, don't we have, Vahama Rabbah, going back to Amud Aleph for a second, The last line, V'homer Rava, doesn't Rava say, Mechad Sheshakel Behen Mishkal Sheri, he thinks, and you can, if it was used on the other side of the scale, it does not disqualify the Mechatas. So Lokash Had Begufun Habakinegdam. So one is where you do with the guf, where you actually use this, the Mechatas, and you put the meat in the water itself to have displacement, to see how the volume of it, not the weight, but the volume of it, that's where you actually use the mechatas, that's where it's actually going to pasel mechatas. But if you use it for a scale, connect them, that is where it's kosher, that doesn't even disqualify it from mechatas, says the Gemara. So what do you mean? Ma'isa kavid behu, you're talking about begufan, that pasht, that it's going to be ma'isa, v'hezek shenu nikar, shmei hezek, v'dina adam lam nechayiv. You should certainly be chayiv if you paskin hezek shenu nikar is chayiv, this certainly would be chayiv to pay the tashumim. And we're talking about a case where it's not chayiv in mechatas. So really, what's the difference of the cases? Whether or not using it on the scale, the mechatas on a scale will be considered chayiv or not, whether it be possible or not. So lokashe had asach daita, had lo asach daita. So let's review. Again, when it comes to mechatas, if I'm using it part of the scale, that everyone agrees there's no payment of nezikin purposes. I did nothing wrong to it. But in terms of the question of the psul for mechatas, that's the machlokas, whether it's kosher or not. What's machlokas? If as meisiach daito, I forgot about it, I forgot that it was mechatas, I want to just use it as a weight, that will be meisiach daito, that will pasul it. But if I had in mind the whole time that I'm using this for, I'm saying paraduma, 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 I'm saying that, and I'm using it at the scale at the same time, that will not disqualify it from the mechatas.
Interesting, you can actually use it as a weight, just that you have to keep it.
Exactly, exactly.
It doesn't fall like one of those categories where it's like using Kedusha, a Dovshin of Kedusha for a Dovshin of Chorus.
That's a very good point, because the Mishnah Bechorus does say that you cannot weigh Bechor and Meiser, a Keneged Chulin, there's an Isser. But that's a Bizayon of Kudshim.
This is like an in-between stage.
Yeah. Right, this is an in-between stage.
It's not the actual para, it's not the actual...
It happens to be a very good question. I wonder how they ask that, because they do talk about this in the Mishnah Bechorus. Good question. I don't know. The Gemara says, Mesiv Rapapa asks the question, Gezel Matbeav Nifsal, I steal a guy's coin and I ruin the coin. It's no longer able to be used as currency. Chuma, I steal the guy's Shuma Nitmes, and I metame. Chametz V'avid Alav HaPesach, Avar Alav Pesach, I steal Chametz, comes along Pesach, and asers the Chametz. All these cases, so where it's been ruined, it's not where I didn't pasul it, I didn't make it tame. It was nifsa, it became pasul, it became tame, it became pesach. I was inactive, I stole it, but I was inactive in terms of how it became disqualified. That happened on its own. So what do I say? So Omlo, I, the Gazan, say to the Nigzal, Harei shel chol fenecha, here's your chametz, here's your pasul coin, and here's your pasul truma. So V'yam is hezek shen nikr shmei hezek, if it's considered damage, ha-gazan hu, how can I just say Harei lecha fanecha? This is all yours. I have to pay back a full payment. So therefore, we see it's a tiyufta. It's a question according to the opinion who thinks that it's considered hezek. In fact, I don't have to pay in this case. I just return the object. Ben tells me that there's no real hezek, and that's how it seems to be how we paskin based on this kasha. Gemara says lema katanai. Maybe truly machlokas tanai. Hametame v'hamedameiv hamenasech. The Brisa says echad shogeg echad mezid. Chayiv divrei Rabbi Meir. In all cases, you have to pay whether it's shogeg or mezid. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg patur v'mezid chayiv. He says no, other way around. So b'may lab b'halkum difkui demar savar hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek. The first opinion Rabbi Meir thinks it is considered hezek. That's why even b'shogeg I have to pay. And mar savar Rabbi Yehuda holds lo shmei hezek. I don't have to pay. Why do I pay b'mezid? Because as we've discussed before, because of wanting the person to tell you. So then the Gemara said rather because we don't have everyone to do that.
Our mayor seems to not be holding that. We want the person to be telling.
Exactly, he doesn't hold to that svar. So the Gemara says, no, not true. I'm a Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Kli Amma, Hezek, Shinanika, Lo Shmei Hezek. There's no Hezek here at all. V'hozek b'kon se shogig atu mezid kamaf miflagi. Demar savar kon se shogig atu mezid, mar savar lo kon se shogig atu mezid. The question is, are we going to be penalized shogig because it's going to lead to the case of mezid here? So according to Rav Meir, everyone agrees mezid's chayiv. Mezid chayiv, everyone agrees to that point because it's because of the concern. If we don't want everyone going ahead and ruin people's property. Now, once we have a knas by the mezid, are we also going to be knas the shogeg case? So Rabbi Meir says we're also knas the shogeg case up to the mezid case, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, we're only going to knas the mezid case, but we're not going to be knasing the shogeg case. That's the machlokas. Gemara says, okay, very nice. So we see again, keep this in mind, right? Meir is kones ate shogeg atumezid, Rabbi Yehuda is not kones shogeg atumezid. So in light of this, Gemara asks the question, Rami, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, ad Rabbi Meir. Rami, the Rabbi Yehuda, ad Rabbi Yehuda. We find the machlokas, a stira within their opinions. The Tana, the Braisa tells us, a Braisa that appears in Shabbos and elsewhere, Hamvashib Shabbos b'shogeg, it's called Maisa Shabbos. A person did a mlach on Shabbos, the result is called Maisa Shabbos. What's the status of that food if he cooked it on Shabbos? So the first opinion says, b'shogeg, if it's done b'shogeg, yochel, I'm allowed to eat it. B'meitid lo yochel, divrei Rav Meir, I cannot eat it. So we see here, by the way, Rav Meir already says he's not gozer shogeg to mezid. If mezid, I can't eat it, so certainly shogeg also. That's question one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yochel, I can eat it, l'motze Shabbos. But mezid lo yochel olamas, I can never eat it. So we have to see the question of Yehuda. What's his question right now? Because he said before that I'm not sure the question. We'll see what the Gemara says. I think about this. Rabbi Yochanan Hasanla, he's the third opinion.
That you have to even wait at all.
The made the waiting, huh?
Yeah,
the waiting. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer b'shogeg yochel motze Shabbos lacherim. So he says, when shogeg, so much of Shabbos, other people could eat it, v'lo, but he himself can't. B'mezid, if it's done on purpose, lo yachal olamis, lo, lachem, no one could eat it. So this is a kasha de Rebbe Meir, de Rebbe Meir. Kasha de Behuda, de Behuda. So what's the answer? De Rebbe Meir, de Rebbe Meir, lo kasha. Ki kanis, but they're abanon, but they're isa lo kanis. When he made a knas of shogeg at the mezid, that was in the world of de Rebbanon. The whole discussion of Hezek Shin and Nikkers only did de Rebbanon. That's when he gave a penalty even for the shogeg. But in the world of deraisas, when it comes to mivash b'shabbos, which of course is din deraisa, it does not need the chizik. Lo asu chizik le'divrei Torah. So therefore, there was no knas on the shogeg case in the world of deraisa. So what do you mean? V'hamanasich deraisa hu v'kakanis mishum kakanis. Was a manasich one of the things on the list of hezik shin and ikur, and that certainly is an isa deraisa. Yet he was mekanis in the case of shogeg. Whereas that's a special exception mishum chumra davodas kochavim. Because Avodah Zarah is so severe, they were kanis even in the case of shogeg. Okay, that's how we answer the question of Rabbi Meir. What are the Behuda of Rabbi Yehuda? That the first case he was not konis at all when it came to the case of shogeg by Hezek Shin and Nikker, but Shabbos he did give a knas to wait until after Shabbos. So Lokasha, kilo kanis b'derabanan, when he did not give a knas was in derabanan, because it wasn't such a bad severe avera, so it wasn't such a severe penalty. But b'deraisa, where there's a much more serious thing going on, Bishop Shabbos, Karnas, they gave a severe penance, the opposite svara, as Rabbi Meir. V'hamanazich b'deraisa v'lo Karnas, isn't that deraisa, and he did not give a knas? Bishop Chumah devodas rochavim mivda badubinei. Since it's so severe, people are going to separate themselves from it, and there's no need to implement a knas there. Okay, let's stop here, because this actually goes into the next staff, well into the next staff. Pick up tomorrow.